Greetings, everybody out there. Hope you have a wonderful day. And we asked for the Lord's blessing also today, and for his word. And I hope we can get something out of my thoughts about a covering, because it's really the truth about us. You can see it in the Bible, see it in the history. How we, all the time, it's easy for us to create these covers. And then I ended yesterday about the Catholic rites, how the four horsemen and I will continue on that in that area of time, because as Paul said, I know after my departure, savage wolves will come among you and will not spare the flock. And it's really to hide the truth and exchange it with something else so man can use for having power over other people. For the Catholic Church gained so much power as the white horse was riding in the beginning. He had a bow but no arrow, and slowly seducing people. He had to seduce the people, and you read in the first church age in Ephesus, Revelation 2, verse 4, nevertheless, I have against you that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove the lampstand from its place, unless you repent. So, in the beginning there, the white horse rider, and in constant battle with the lion, still the first beast, but slowly the Catholic spirits, or the Nicolaitans, who God hated, that spirits, because that puts people under other people. But the Catholic Church, it just grew in political importance also. At the same time, they said it was association with, they had the association with Peter. And you know, after seduction, when you gained control over the people, then they start to persecute the church. So it was a turning point of that also in around 300, that Christianity was legalized, and the church got legal status. And you have this council in Nicaea in 325. So it linked church authorities with the political power in that day. So it's moved then from persecuted minority to more state supported institution in a way. And then you have the third church age, Pergamos, in Revelation 2, it's written, thus also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. So here you see, in a third stage here, in a third church age, then they started developing the hierarchy with bishops and priests and deacons putting people under themselves. And it grew like this religious system together with the political until the crowning of Charlemagne in 880. And then the Pope really had complete power. The Roman Catholic Church was a political and a religious system, a cover. They had covered up almost all of God's word. So the people were really in a darkness many years until around 1300s. Then there was something started happening. You have this man called John Wycliffe in England. He started to translate the Bible into English. He was burned. And then you have John Hus. He was preach against the Pope's authority, because scriptures were the authority over church traditions. And he was also burned. So that was the start. It was like forerunners of the Reformation, that something started there. And we also, in the 1400, the printing press came. So here we see that God is slowly opening up. He has his servants, and he gives them light, he reveals, and give them power. But slowly it starts to unveil again, and God has a plan. Until the Reformation in 1517, when Luther came, and it was a lot of really people fighting against this darkness, this Catholic hand holding the people down. You have William Tyndale in 1526, Calvin, Zwingli, and others. And the Bible was translated, especially in Europeans, European languages. And people got a hold of scriptures, and there was preaching and teaching all over the place. But still, they didn't release its hold immediately. There were Catholic regions, but the Reformation had really broken and the total grip in Northern Europe. And then when you came to the Wesley's Hour in the 18th and 19th century, it really, the emphasis on increased on personal reading and conscious, you call it the in Age of Enlightenment. A lot of things happened, and invention, and people were really free, and the Word of God came over to America also, and it was globally accessible all over the world. So God has time, but slowly he unveils, taking away the covers that man has made. Until 1906 in Azusa Street, then you see from the beginning of the 1500, justification to Luther, sanctification, living a holy life, and the infilling of the Holy Spirit that came in 1906 in Los Angeles, Azusa Street, and it exploded. And we had this man, Barat, he brought it to Norway, and he was really persecuted for that in his hour here. So, but now they have fallen asleep. But he has, since then, in 1906, he's been unveiling his word and the truth to shine for many years. And slowly, time has brought forth treasures that has been hidden. But also, since Reformation, a lot of different church systems and direction, it has grown up, and there's a lot of different churches out there. And it was really need for a voice to get the people out. So he sent a voice, a shout for our day, because it was really in need. Now God is gonna end this. And I believe he came. The voice of Elijah came in the right time. And through the ministry of William Branham, there was a great calling to come out from all religious covering and different systems that was made. And he really pointed you to Christ as your savior and the only security for your life. You can't find security in man-made systems, whatever you call them. But he also came with a warning to his ministry about what will come. In the 60s, there was a big change in the church world, and especially in the Catholic Church. She has since then been working to reach to other churches. There was a meeting in this from 62 to 65. And it's when you think about it, Branham was had meetings about the seven seals and explained, you know, the horse riders and the beasts and everything. And at the same time, the Catholic Church had this meeting and they agreed to change their ways, how they were going to handle the other churches. And they've really been working to come into and reach for their daughters, as it's written in the Revelation. And now today they are deeply involved in the charismatic movement, because it's not the word that's important anymore. So we see that starting to make this covering again. In Revelation 13:3, it's written, "And I saw one of his heads as it's been mortally wounded, and the deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast." And it's her. The Catholic Church, it will make this cover again. False doctrines, false religious cover, and cover the masses of people and seduce the people until, when we read of the last week, it will reveal its true nature and start to persecute God's people again. Because there will be a people who know, and they're called the wise virgins, at least the Gentile part. And she has oil in her lamp, the Holy Spirit, ready to meet her bridegroom in the air before the dreadful day. And I really have to say, I just rushed through this 1,000 years. But from complete darkness, God has really used his time. He's been patient, gradually revealing his truth. And we are really fortunate living in this day. Even it is a lukewarm age. And our challenge is to be sober, to be awake. And he will uncover all we need to know if we are humble and faithful to him. So he has a plan. And for us, it's about getting rid of this cover that's not helping us. But God will help us to remove it, because he will show himself as he really is. For us to receive it, we have to completely be rid of ourselves. That's our challenge, and because it is a war, but the greatest war is in our mind. So I hope you find these words helpful, and give you a picture of what I was thinking about. Have one day more and have a little bit different angle. But until tomorrow, may the Lord bless you, and may you have a great day. Amen.